Yes, hello.
Hey, Noah?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Noah, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Okay, for the Google guarantees?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Can I bring in my partner on this call real quick?
Yeah, bring Brian. He was with us last time.
Yeah, he was with us last time. I'll bring him in the call right now, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, how's it going?
Going good. Is Brian with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brian, it's Sean from Friday.
What's going on, man?
I was I was following up, guys, about putting Cabinets Moving Solutions into the Google Guarantee campaign and getting you on Google's pay-per-lead survey at the top of the first page of Google.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I know I spoke with you, and you guys were already pre-qualified, and you had everything required. So what it is it's just a one-time application fee and background check of $250. That's all that'll be required today. And then once the background check is passed and you do an interview, so that way we know specifically the types of leads that you're looking to obtain from the placement, we'll go ahead and go live with your campaign, and they'll request the activation budget. I don't know if you remember when we spoke on Friday, we had an activation budget. Let me see here. It was $72 per lead. You guys decide what's qualified lead, and then the activation budget they'll ask for would be 13 leads to launch the campaign. So this won't come soon. You'll probably be about 2-3 weeks out from paying the lead balance, but the lead balance is $936.
Okay.
And that guarantees you 13 leads minimum.
A month or a week?
It's at the pace that you could take them. So if you only take 4 this month, you'll still have the 9 remaining. It'll roll over.
Okay.
So it's not per month. It's at the pace that you guys can complete the job. If you could do more than 13 in a month, we can increase it and go from there. But 13 is the minimum to activate the account for moving companies in this area. 13 leads is the minimum. And so if it's 13 leads and 72 a pop, they want 936 to start you out.
What do you think, Noah?
I think so. It's $50 for the background check by itself.
Yeah, it's just $250. That's all you guys would pay today to do the background check and application. So I'd send that over to you.
That $250 don't go toward the $950.
No, because once you're Google guaranteed, the background check is separate. Once you're Google guaranteed, you're always Google guaranteed, so you won't have to go through that ever again. It'll always have you guys as Google guaranteed contractors on your Google business profile. So one background check, you've got to pass to get into that Google guarantee category or threshold to be a guaranteed contractor, get the extra credibility that you get from the customer. Online, and then obviously Google gives them the appearance as well. And then the 936 lead balance, that's actually separate from that. Moving forward, all you have is lead balance and lead fees. There won't be additional charges or anything else.
Is your guys' phone calls cutting up? Because mine's cutting up pretty bad on mine.
Yeah, mine is cutting up too.
Yeah.
But I think it's the phone call.
It's stagnant. So this is what I think.
Brian, what do we do? We want to run with it now, or we want to wait?
I got two main questions, I guess. My first question is, and I think I've asked this before, but you know, I've been doing business with another company too, so I kind of know how some of these random phone calls kind of go. I was just curious, like, how can I verify that you're like, you know, 100% legit and not like a scammer?
That's an easy one. All right.
Okay. Go ahead. I guess we'll start there.
Are you near your computer?
I don't know. Noah, where are you at?
I'm on a job site at the moment. I'm almost done. We're cleaning up.
Okay.
No, that's probably why.
I got you.
Staticky.
I got you. One sec.
I do have another question. So we pay the $250 for the background check, correct? And then we get our 13 leads.
Uh-huh.
We're guaranteed 13 leads a month. That's a minimum, right? If we can take on more jobs.
It's not the month. It's 13 leads. Don't think about a time frame.
Well, the payment is monthly, correct?
No.
No.
Okay.
The payments as you exhaust it, Noah. So for example, you guys get guaranteed 13 leads, $936, right? Let's say this month, you guys only took 6 of them. The other 7 remaining, it's not going to automatically bill you for 13 bills next month. You still have 7 remaining. So it's going to roll over until you exhaust it. Once you've used those 13, then you got to replenish the balance.
Okay.
Make sense?
Makes sense to me.
It could be $936 a week if you do 13 in a week, no.
Exactly.
It could be that much a day if you did 13 in a day.
Exactly.
There's moving companies
like that where they have like 10 trucks and they go through it like 13 in a couple of days. So it's really just based on the size of your company and what you guys can handle.
Do we pay for these 13 leads up front?
Yes.
The 13's the minimum.
That's what the $900 is.
Okay, so this is what
you guys won't.
Listen, with that being said,
Noah.
Okay.
Right. That's what we've been.
Right. I understand that. I do understand that.
Okay.
Right. At the end of the, it's over. I understand.
So I sent you a text. He was asking me, like, how do I make sure you guys are real, right? And so.
Yeah, Local Splash.
So when you look us up, you can see Local Splash, all our views, but then you also ask Google, like, hey, Google, is Local Splash a Google partner? So you're asking Google directly, like, are these guys a partner of that? And then you can see right there, it has it all in the AI overview. It tells you, like, yeah, we're a Google partner. We have Google partner status. We have all the requirements, training, certification. I'm a Google certified rep myself. All of our calls are recorded by Google every time I talk to you guys.
Right. All right, cool.
Yes.
And then the second question I had, I guess, is the background check, can that be either one of us? Does that have to be a certain one of us? Does that have to be both of us?
So what Google wants is whoever does client-facing usually, we're trying to ensure the customer that the person that's going to show up or the people that are going to show up and actually be touching their stuff, moving their stuff, or have passed the background check. So basically, like, no felonies in the last 7 years. You know, you guys have the minimum insurance. There's no license requirements for your state. So it's just carrying that minimum insurance and that you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years.
Okay. And then, like, so does that go for the whole crew, or is that just per one for the owner?
It could just be you and Noah if you want to do it that way. Like we have is where some questionable employees and work on it with you and Google, or we go, okay, you know, we'll just background check you, the owner, and then the guys that we know will actually pass it. But again, you know, if they're wearing your company name, you're taking risk when you're doing that, right? If something happens.
Let me ask you this. So if I'm the owner, but Brian talks to all the clients, and he's the face card, right?
Yeah.
So we both need to get a background check still? Or how does that operate?
So the way it works, like when I see the application, right, like I process the 250, it's going to automatically send you the application. The application is open to the owner, and then it tells you, like, people that you have client-facing, you could also put do additional background checks on. So let's say you fill it out, you don't add anybody else to it, you could still pass it and just basically, I mean, I'm not telling you to lie, but basically just say that it's just you that's going to be doing the client facing if that's a concern or if Brian doesn't want to go through with it, you know? But I would prefer, since I have the two of you on the conversation, you know, you add them to it, at least get the two of you background screen, and then whoever else that you send out there on these jobs, you're basically vouching their credibility, you know? They're going to be, you know, if somebody leaves a bad review because of those, it's going to stick with your company. You know? So just obviously know who you're sending out there and, you know, be careful about who you trust. Your reputation's going to stick with something like this. And that's the only time you could really lose your Google guarantee is, hey, if Google's had to, in the last three leads we sent you, they've had to pull out the insurance on all three of them because you guys destroyed something or your guys destroyed something, right? Google will go, hey, you know what? We're not even going to give you these leads anymore. We're just going to part ways with you and take you out of the Google guarantee category. So
I got you.
You do,
I was just curious
you
how that
sure.
worked. Yeah, for sure. And then, like, on, like, new employees going forward, like, would we have to check those in with you guys, or do we just do our own check? Like, I was just...
Just on you, but if it's, like, you're maybe feel like they're hiding something from you, you could always put them into the system, and we can do it through Google's system and look them up. But generally, you don't have to. It's not every time you hire somebody. Because sometimes the jobs that are in Google, business that are Google guaranteed, they have a high turnover. So they might hire a guy, and then a month later, that guy is gone, you know. So you don't want to have to do that every time. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to background check them, and they might be fired by the time the background check comes through.
I got you.
You know what I mean? It's just tedious.
Okay, cool. Sweet, yeah. So we can go ahead and do that. Can you just send me over the, I guess, the application for the...
This is Brian, right? Talking?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. I only have Noah's number on file here. So let me add your number and then I could send the application to you once I have your number on file. Give me 1 second, okay?
Cool.
All right, I'm ready for you. Go ahead, Brian.
It's 479.
Okay.
228-8200.
What was that, Noah?
No, you're okay.
Okay.
I'm operating on Java Smoke. I'm listening. I'm right here.
No worries. So I wanted to ask you guys, I know somebody's hosting your Google business profile already. I could see that from my end, but it doesn't tell me what company it is.
It's just me.
Oh, you're doing it on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. You've done a good job.
Yeah, that's my first time I've ever done it, so I'm actually.
No, you're doing great. You got the business all the way to the point of being offered a Google guarantee position. That's pretty good. Usually businesses, they outsource it to a third party Google partner to do the local SEO, and then they have to advance into qualifying for this program. You've basically done all of that on your own, which is really rare, actually. It's not
hell
common.
Yeah.
Almost
nice.
Always it's an SEO company. So those guys, I mean, pretty much what you did, sometimes people spend like thousands of dollars just to get their business to that point with a Google partner to get Google guaranteed. So with this, though, they will ask you at some point for access to it. What they do is you remain manager, so they're not going to ask you for – or you remain owner. So they won't ask you for like the user or the username or password, but they'll give you a code that you could put in the back end. It gives us like manager access. So that way we could go in there and make sure that if anything's missing, we could just go in there and modify it for you without having to have you jump on a computer all the time. Okay. Now, normally the application doesn't go through until after I process the transaction, but I'm going to go ahead and send it over manually. And then collect the payment information. How are you guys going to secure the payment? Is that going to go through Brian or Noah?
We can charge it off the business account card.
Yeah, there you
go. All right, bear with me for one moment. So I'm sending the application now, Brian. It does say hi, Noah, on it, because right now I just have Noah as the name on the account.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay, let me go. And then I added Brian moving forward to the account with the number that you gave me. What's your last name, Brian?
So it's Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. Last name. Sorry, a lot of people get that part wrong. Last name Samson. S-A-M-S-O-N.
Okay.
All right.
And then just
the business card.
Yeah.
No, wait, we won't send a picture over. Don't do that. I'll manually input it, and then it codes it out for your protection. So don't ever send that to somebody. Even my reps won't be able to see it if they go into your account to help you. The billing all gets blocked out. So we only gather billing information one time, and then you guys will have an app and a tracking system. If you go to the App Store, it's called the Local Splash app on either of your devices, and you'll have your own username and password. So you'll be able to track all the leads and everything from there, and also modify, start and stop it, pay for more leads. You'll be able to do that all on your own.
I just found the app. I'm going to download it now.
There you go. Yeah, it's pretty easy to use once you get it going. The hard part's just getting it going. But just to make sure the number's right, too, you got the application, Brian?
Oh, shoot. Let me check.
Yeah, I texted it to you. It's from an 877-635-6225 number.
We good? You guys going to the box?
All right. And then, Noah, you're Kapner?
Yes, sir. Kapner.
All right. Noah Kapner. All right, so I have Noah as the primary and then Brian as the co-owner on the account. Brian, you have full access to everything, okay? So anytime you want to make a change or you have questions, comments, concerns, if you get a lead and you're like, hey, that wasn't a real lead, let us know. We'll reimburse you and get you the lead fee back.
Okay, cool.
Nice. I like that. That's nice. Because there's one thing about Yelp. Like we use Yelp a lot. I do feel like a lot of the leads are well, to be honest, I feel like a lot of them aren't real.
From Yelp?
For all the leads, there'll be like maybe like 20 that'll come in and like three of them will be like legit.
Yeah, with these ones, we try to get the customer live on the line. So they request a guarantee Uber and they know that they passed the background check and Google's also backing you. And so they'll go through that program, and then we try to set up a time where we can get them and you on the line and then just kind of, like, introduce you guys and see if you can line it up right there, because then they know they could, like, obviously if you set an appointment, they could just go ahead and debit you the lead fee, and they know that that's a lock and it's good to go. So they kind of make sure that, their money's solidified on their end, too, by just pre-screening it. Okay, Kapner, Noah. Okay, what's the business street address?
Brian.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The street address you have on the business profile, it's asking me to verify.
Sherry Street.
1014 Sherry Street, S-H-E-R-R-Y.
Sherry Street. Okay, and it's 72762, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Update. And then you don't want to change anything with your website? Website's good to go.
Yeah, I can. I was going to add to that later. I did that as well, so.
Okay. Well, we have a graphic design team in-house, so that's something minor. Like, we have a, I don't know how to say that in layman's terms. We got a room full of nerds here. I mean, we want to make sure that it's representing you guys properly. So if that's something that you need help with, just let us know.
You can never go wrong with a little bit of help, for sure.
Yeah, you got help here. So all it is a revisions request. Noah, you already downloaded the app, right?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. All right, when I process the payment, it's going to send you a UN and password. There's a section in there for website revisions. So if you just go to website and then put revisions, you can either call in and you can tell us what you want to do with the website, or you could fill out a request through there, and then we ask you for 24 hours to see it happen. Since you guys already own the website, they will ask you for username and password to the website so that we can get access and actually do what you're requesting.
Right. Okay.
Is there a really charge, easy. Or are you guys, do you guys take ownership
no.
of the website?
No. You guys already own it. If we bought it for you, for example, like a lot of times we run into businesses, they don't have a site, and I just hook them up, I give them the site. But Google charges us $99 for the domain. So if they cancel but want to keep the site, then we charge them that $99 to keep the site. But since you guys already have it, there's none of that.
Right. Okay.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Like I said, you maintain ownership. We would just be going in there and helping you modify it and manage it. What's the business email address for you, Noah?
Noah@KapnerSolutions.com.
KapnerSolutions.com. Okay.
Yeah, Noah@KapnerSolutions.com. Kapner without an S, Solutions with an S.
I got you. I got it. It validates it. You got that through
awesome.
G Suite, right? Through Google?
I believe so, yes. Right, Brian?
Yeah, that's
what did you say?
We got that email through G Suite.
Yeah.
You remember?
Well, they cut out the email through what?
G Suite. Google Suite. For the custom email address.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No, good.
You're right.
All good.
It's called Workshop, I thought. Like Google Workshop, I thought. Something like that.
Yeah, they call it Workshop, Workspace, Google Suite, G Suite. Yeah, they have a lot of different names for it. Even Google Guarantee, you're going to notice like, oh, I'm Google Guaranteed. And then on the 20th, they're actually going to change it to Google Verified. So then there's
right,
going to
be... Right, yeah. You said something about that.
Yeah, on the 20th. So that's going to happen in like a week. So basically, you guys are going to be the first of like the new rebrand, Google Verified.
Okay.
All right. So I got the profile set up, and then let's go ahead and do the billing. Noah, did you have the payment method with you?
Hey. No, I got a customer. I'm going to put you guys on mute real quick. Take care of that.
Noah, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, sir.
All right. So for the $250, I'm just going to process that application, and then I'm also going to send you – or actually, I already sent the application over to Brian, so I can't send it twice because then you guys fill it out twice. It'll cause a problem. But
yeah,
it is your name.
Oh, yeah. Can we put it in my name, the background check?
Okay, shoot. All right. Let me go back in here. Then I'll have to have Brian be the owner and Noah be listed as co-owner.
Is that it? Yeah. Sorry, bro.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no worries. I got you. Let me fix it. Just give me 1 second. Because everything came over as Noah Kapner.
Sorry.
It just matches his name, so that's why I think it would be a lot easier for them to just... do it that way, but I don't want Brian to be doing and filling it out, and it's all in Noah's name. That's illegitimate. Okay, let me get an update. The billing information for the account, is that on Noah's name or Brian's name?
Kind of cut off a second. What'd you say? What'd you ask?
The billing information for the account, is that under Noah's name or Brian's name?
You can keep...
Yeah,
what do you want to do, Brian? We can keep it in my name. The billing information doesn't really matter, does it?
It's just if you want to pay for it, look at that in this card. That's the business card. Yeah.
And I'll put Captor's Moving Solutions on the invoice, so you'll still be able to
write.
But the system has Brian Sand for all the background check and the business profile, and it has Noah for, like, the billing information, so it's... The system's just kind of like, what is it? Like, usually they can put a co-owner.
You can just put all of it in my name. That's fine.
Okay. Let's go Brian Sampson. Okay. Solutions. If I put the business name in the billing section, even though it says Brian Sampson, it should be should be fine still. Okay, and is the billing address for the card 1014 Sherry Street as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I modified the name, Brian. The first one I sent you, I sent manually. This one, when I run the payment, it's going to send automatically. So it's going to resend it to you, but the second one will have your name on it. Just fill out that one and make sure to disregard the first one, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, and then I'm ready for the billing information, whenever you guys are ready.
Noah, do you have that information?
You ready?
Yep, go ahead.
4355.
4355.
3606.
3606.
8042.
8042.
0479.
0479. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0528.
0528, and then 3-digit code on the back.
Hold on, I got there. It is 425.
425. All right, let me go ahead and update. Okay. All right, so the first payment for the Google Guarantee background check and application will be processed today. It's October 13, 2025. It's going to be in the pricing structure of $250. This is a one-time non-refundable payment for the Google Guarantee application and background check. Once you guys have passed the background check and you're ready to start receiving leads, they're going to ask you for $936 as your activation budget. That'll guarantee you 13 leads at $72 a pop. Now, sometimes the leads could be lower than that, but I know 13 leads is the minimum, so we take the high number and use that. So you might actually end up getting 15 leads out of that balance if a couple of leads are like 50, 60 bucks, but that's just the way I bulletproof it, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, so you might end up getting a little bit more, but I like to kind of try to underpromise and let you guys know what to expect. That way you're not getting hit with a higher number later and be like, hey, what the heck is this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate that.
Let me just double-check something real quick. I know I already asked this twice.
It's okay.
To verify, though, when will we be charged for them 13 leads? After we get them, or we pay ahead of time?
Yeah, so, no. Oh, yeah. No. So once the background check is passed and you guys say, hey, you're ready to start receiving leads, you're going to charge the full 936 and you're going to have that minimum 13 lead balance. You'll be able to see that in your app, right? So you say, hey, we're ready to start receiving leads. They'll start sending you qualified leads from there moving forward, right? So you could accept them, deny them, you know what I mean, decline them, whatever the case may be. We just want to make sure that they're valid leads and you're like, okay, you know, that's a real lead. You're not going to get billed again to exhaust the leads, Noah. I think that's the thing where you're getting caught up on month to month. And so, you know, you got a 13 lead balance. If it takes you guys 2 weeks to get through 13 leads, then you're going to get billed again in 2 weeks. If it takes you 2 months to get through 13 leads, then you're going to get billed again in 2 months. I'm conducting these.
All right.
Does that make sense?
I want
you on the same page. Okay.
Yeah. No, it does.
Okay. Yeah, I just, the one thing I do resent, because I know it's hard to explain over the phone, is like, I hate feeling like I misled somebody. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure you understand it, so that way it's not like, hey, what the heck is this later on, you know?
Right, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, you guys. So I'm going to process this payment. When it goes through, Brian, you're going to receive the new text message, okay?
Okay, and then I proceed through that one.
Correct, the new application, because this one will be under Brian Sampson and not under Noah Kapner.
Right, okay, correct. All right,
cool. Okay, just kind of disregard that first one because that first one has Noah's name all over it.
Right, I got you.
Okay, here it comes. And then, so that's just how the billing works for that. Like I said, they ask you for access to the website. If you want to change the website, they're definitely going to ask you the Google business profile just to be able to get you the Google guarantee badge and check mark and make sure that you pass the background check completely. But it's showing me that the payment went through on this end. Did you receive anything yet, Brian?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, sit tight with me. I just want to make sure you got that. And then also, you guys, I want to set up an appointment for a client interview so that we can get, you know, definitively what you guys consider a qualified lead. I don't know if you're focusing on in-state moves or out-of-state moves or if there's an area that you want to target, specific demographics. We also have Google Analytics that we can go over. But we want to know, like, which services that you want to be listed for and what you consider a qualified lead and then the area that you target during that interview. So what would be a good time to do the interview with you guys?
Today? You want to do that today or not today, right?
No, it won't be today. It would have to be tomorrow because they're, like, our main office and the guys that do the client interviews are going to be out of here in, like, 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. Sweet. All right, so tomorrow's probably fine for me. No, is
okay,
tomorrow
so,
okay with you?
Yes, you'll just have to give me a call. I will be working, but it's all right. I'll be able to have you in my headphones.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I noticed when I called you earlier, Noah, you were super busy, like too busy to talk. And, like, if you prefer the afternoons, we're Pacific Standard Time because we're right across the street from Google. So we're actually 2 hours behind you. Like, we could talk in the afternoon if that's better for you.
Yeah, the latest time possible tomorrow would be good.
All right. I'll talk to you guys in between 5 and 6 Central tomorrow.
That works.
Okay. And then I'll send a calendar invite to the appointment, and we'll send a text off to Brian as well 1 hour before.
Okay, cool.
All right, you guys. So officially, I want to welcome you aboard. You know, say thank you for signing up with us. The main thing right now is just focus on getting that application completed and get started on the background check, and then we'll do tomorrow's client interview. That'll be the next steps.
Okay. Hey, okay. I got the second email. I was just going to make sure. When it says credentials
for email to you, Noah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Brian has access to it as well.
Oh, the credentials, though, is your username and password for the Noah download. But that's also going to be email. It should go to Noah's email, but texted to Brian. That's kind of how I have it set up right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So the note, because we have one main business email on file, and I figured that one starts with Noah. So he'll get notifications via email for everything, and then you will get the text messages. So at the same time, I'm going over, it's going to make a message to you, Brian.
Awesome, sweet.
Okay. And then there's an agreement with everything in writing that should be texted over to you. And then, like I said, the UN password to access the app. Noah already downloaded the app, so you might want to share that UN password with him. And if you change, he's in the loop too, so that way he can access everything as well. We're not missing any leads.
Okay.
Right, 100%. We're both going to download the app.
Two are always better than one. That's why I know this is going to work for you guys, because if you have immediate response, that's usually the ones that convert, like with the customer live on the line. The ones where, like, we can't get a hold of you and you got to follow up with them, we run the risk of, you know, them either being handed off to another Google guaranteed moving company or maybe even losing the client together. I don't know if they go off and do their own thing, you know.
I know you're probably trying to go. I was going to try to sign in real fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
well.
That's okay. Yeah, you guys are good. Take your time.
I'm in. Yeah, I didn't need a password. I just verified my phone number.
Oh, yeah, because your number's on the account. So I think your number is going to be the UN for both of you. So it's actually going to be Noah's number, Brian, as a username for you to get in.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring out.
Okay. Yeah, and then the password should have been texted over.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool.
Your Google profile is not verified.
Yeah, that'll say verified once you give us access to the Google Business profile. We don't have access to it, so it's going to tell you it's not verified because it's not able to verify that you're verified until we get it. All right, cool. Right? So I'm telling you, they'll send you a code on how to add. Okay, perfect.
Oh, well, yeah. Hold on. I guess that's just to – that's not the app shit. I did that on the damn –
on the regular PC version on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. If you download the app, it's the same thing. It's just a lot cleaner and easier to navigate.
Okay, and then you need me to fill out the
app. That's the most important thing. Right now, I just want you to focus on the application, Ryan, because, I mean, I could explain all this stuff to you right now, but they're going to repeat everything like 10 times over. Like, we have the client interview. Then they'll actually get access to the profile. You know what I mean? We're going to have more conversations. So I don't want you to overwhelm just because. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So I'm trying to figure out how to see this app. Because it says launch your account. Click
under local splash.
It just brings me local splash terms of experience.
Yes, the outline of the agreement as well. So there might be stuff in there with an asterisk. That means it doesn't apply to your particular account. It's a blanket thing. Everybody that signed up with us is usually month to month. No contract require that, but this has everything outlined in writing as far as like payments, when you get billed, things like that.
I'm trying to find the application part. Mm-hmm. So I found it on the first time you sent the message, and it went straight to the application. And I clicked the link on the
Yeah, yeah. Did you go back to the text? That's the application link. So if you just go back to the text and click on it, it'll take you right back to the application.
Yeah, but it's not. That's the problem. Hold on. Let me close this.
I could resend it to you. You'll like three applications, though. You only need to fill out in your name or one of them that's in your name. If you submit two of them, they'll call you like, what the heck's going on?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to. So it says for things you're choosing, we send you a copy of your invoice to the email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, that's the outline of the agreement in writing. That's not the actual application itself.
Right. So I don't see the application. You can, and then the next link is you can log. So there's a bunch of other stuff in here, like the dashboard username.
Are you on an email or are you on text message?
Text message.
Oh, okay. Yeah, text should be in there. Hold on. Let me go. I'm gonna manually send it again. You're gonna, like I said, just fill it out once though.
Hold on.
But I'm gonna manually. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure I'm clicking all the links I see. Yeah, it just takes me to, like, the...
I got you. Hold on, Brian. The 8200, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, here it comes.
Okay, there we go.
Got it?
So that's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's it right there. So if you click on that, that's the whole application, so you want to fill that out. That's basically your homework for this evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then there'll be sections where it's like upload a photo of like your insurance. You know, you could just snap a picture of it on your phone. Just make sure it's nice and clear. And then you could upload it directly to the application.
Okay. And then that was the other thing. You said that we could start this process without the insurance. We were trying to get insurance last Friday.
Yeah.
We were supposed to send an email. And we got approved and we got a quote and everything for it. But their emails never come through, so we're like been researching more today, and it's been a kind of a process.
Yeah, that happens to me. Like, I have three cars, and the insurance companies are all kind of the same. Like, I have homeowners insurance too, and they'll be like, "Oh yeah, we got it," and then like they just take the payment, and you're like, "Okay, well, where's the paper?" You know what I mean? And they'll send you an email, and it's like, "Where's the paper?" So the only way to really actually get the paper is if you request it. Like, you have to ask them for the physical form instead of just the digital form. And then you usually want to keep that with you because if something happens on a job, maybe it's like in your glove box or something, you know, treat it like a car accident.
All right, cool. So yeah, we'll get that figured out. So on here,
Yeah, but don't submit the application yet then, Brian, until you have that. Because when you submit the application, we want to make sure that the insurance is in there. Because they require $325K in general liability to pass the background check.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, that's usually the minimum for moving companies. So even if you get like the bare minimum insurance, it's usually going to have at least $325K in general liability.
No, yeah, we looked into it already. And I think it was like $1 million. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. Like even if you're getting like bottom of the barrel insurance, it's usually going to have at least $325K.
Sweet. Awesome. All right, yeah, so I'll get this filled out whenever I get that copy. So.
Yes, sir. Enjoy your guys' evening. I'll be back in tomorrow at 9 a.m. your time. So if you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to contact me directly. My number is going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us. And then also, I got your client interview locked in for tomorrow at 5. So one of our reps will contact you at 5 and then go straight into the interview, okay?
Awesome.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Sounds good to me, man. Right. Sounds like we're making the right move, to be honest with you. Not gonna lie
yeah,
to you.
I mean, this
it's
is
probably the best move we could be making right now. So I'm
yeah,
all the way
well,
with it.
Well, I don't know what your relationship is to Brian, but thank him for that, because if he didn't do what he's done with your Google business profile, then you guys wouldn't even be qualified or having this conversation. So
100%, man. Yeah, he definitely gets all the props for that. It's awesome. I wouldn't be able to do this without
him.
100%,
yeah, 100%.
We're in this together.
This is as far as you can get, and this is as surefire leads as you can get for your money when it comes to Google advertising. So should be a good turnover rate, and hopefully this sets us up for a long-term business relationship. I'm only 33. I don't plan on retiring anytime soon. I've been here for 12 years, so, you know, hopefully I'm still talking to you guys 8 years from now.
Hey, that'd be cool, though.
I have a lot of clients, but man, I still have the first client I ever signed up 12 years ago.
That's
awesome.
That's
really clear. That is awesome, honestly. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a roofing contractor in DFW, so there's no shortage of work down in Dallas-Fort Worth area. So.
Never. No, that place is crazy.
Yeah, never.
All right, guys.
Enjoy your night. If you have any, yeah, you're totally good to go. Brian, if you have any issues as you're getting through the applications, feel free to send me a message, and then I can always follow up with you in the morning, but should be pretty easy.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Later.